What is something you have to do every day? 1-800-947-3979. This started, I saw, it was another list of rules couples, remember we talked about this 2 weeks ago, and then there was another completely different article with completely different rules that couples have in order to make their relationship successful. And one couple was, their rule was, we tongue kiss at least once every day. Mm-hmm. Maybe not for a long time, but at least for a few seconds. One time every day. Even if they've both been running in different directions the whole day. They get back together, mm-hmm. You know, after one finds the organic station in the grocery store that the other person's not at. Everybody's on different schedules. Howings, do you have one thing that you have to do every day? Eliminating all the basics that are like living, what? Like eat.
Yeah, you sleep. Need to eat. You need to brush your teeth. I mean, unless you're scummy. No, I don't. I really don't. I mean, there are things that I'm bummed if I don't have them. Like if I didn't get to have coffee, I'd be like, that sucks. But I can function. Like I don't have. Right. I don't go to bed at night going, oh no, I can't. The whole day was wrecked. Same with showering. Like I don't like it when I don't get to shower in the morning. But that's rare.
Yeah,
I mean, that happens.
But that's not a
sometimes.
Have to.
But no.
Kelly, do you have one? I don't know if most people will.
Oh my God, I think I have a few.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't shower every day, but every other. But I shave my legs every day. If I'm in the shower, I'm definitely shaving.
What if
I put lotion on every single day?
What if it's 8 o'clock at night? You've been really busy. Do you like feel an itch, so to speak? And you're like, I'm just going to go and shave my legs and shower real quick before bed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm in leggings or something and I can distract myself, but if I'm taking my leggings off and I'm going to be in bed, I love the feeling. It's not even the stubble. It's the feeling of a shaved, like my shaved legs with lotion on them. Oh my God.
My wife calls it dolphin skin.
But I put lotion on every single day. Multiple times a day. I love it.
And it bothers you if you don't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like if we were traveling all day or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I've got my travel lotion with me. Yeah, for sure. I pop my knuckles every day.
That one is coming in more than I crack my back, crack my knuckles.
As soon as I wake up.
Is coming in a ton.
As soon as I wake up. Steve does it too. He's got like a thing every time he comes into the studio. He does a kind of on his hands. It's like his... Is all right. I'm here. I'm here.
Is that really one of the first things you do? I've never really noticed. Did you notice, Steve?
I guess not. I mean, I know I crack my knuckles a lot. I never really realized that I was on such a schedule, though.
Yeah. It's all, and when they're good too, I'll look at me like, oh, "That's a good one."
I've heard it because Kelly will go, "Ooh, that's a good one." Mm-hmm. But I'm not good with details. Is there anything else, Steve?
Step on the scale
every day.
Every day.
Now, is that every day since you did Ideal You or before that?
No, before that.
Really?
Yeah. Always
probably
need to
good. Because then you know what you're doing. Am I trending? Where am I trending?
Yeah, exactly.
Maitland, do you have something you must do every day or you try to do every day or it kind of leaves you feeling like you missed something?
Yeah, I try to at least drink like at least three of these of my water bottles.
She's holding up a tequila bottle.
Yeah. Because I'm really bad about getting enough water.
Yeah.
So I try to.
So it's not just for survival. It's I have to do this.
Yeah. Because otherwise in my brain, I'm like, oh man, my tummy feels a little weird. I was one bottle short today. That's why.
Yeah. I got to talk to my wife one way or another. Even when we're traveling or whatever, at some point, there has to be actual verbal words spoken or something like that. But that's probably pretty normal. Well, I don't know. Maybe
I don't like it. I don't like a day if I don't get to talk to my kids.
Yeah.
Because we generally will once a day, even if it's just, you know, before bed. Like, hey, how was your day? Blah, blah, blah. So I don't like it but it doesn't ruin my day either.
If it's 10 like, o'clock and you're going to sleep, you're I'm not like, oh, well, better wake them up.
They were busy or whatever. I was busy. Yeah, it happens.
Let's see. More people than you'd expect are saying, treat myself like an amusement park.
Oh, yeah. Seeing a lot of that on social media.
Daily?
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through those phases.
Yeah.
Also, definitely, but.
Seeing people saying that they clean their ears every day.
Really?
And I think I maybe do that once a week.
This one, I have to message my BFF, who is also my ex-wife, every day or I feel lost. I hope she, on some level, feels similarly.
That there's a phrase that would not apply to that at all called cold codependency.
That's what I was going to say.
So don't worry about that.
Let's see. Nope, can't read that one. Oh, this one. I'm a simpleton and I know it, but I have to do Wordle every day. Every day.
Wow, I was really into that for about 2 weeks. I went, eh.
Sarah says, I need to make my bed. I feel disheveled if I don't. It throws off my entire day.
Yeah.
Have you seen that that book? It was a graduation speech by
a naval guy.
Yeah, by high-ranking admiral.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I forget his name. But
Always make your bed. And it was like, at the very least, you've got that. The book's actually, it's short and easy read, yeah. But it's really good.
The book is good. The other thing, too, I'm seeing like this comment from Lisa on social media, at FBHW Show. I line up my shoes every day and every night, even though they are already there because I've done it the day before. I still do it and readjust them every morning. I love doing the thing, like, especially if we have the kids over every single night, because they'll come in, throw off their shoes, throw off their jackets.
Yep.
I will line them up where their jacket, their book bag, and their shoes are right there by the door. So that way when they're leaving in the morning, even though I'm not there, it's not like, where did I throw those out yesterday? Like, it's okay. This is all right here in order. That's almost like a... just for an easier routine. Mm-hmm. And I go to bed feeling like that looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, a lot of people straighten before bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kelly, do the kids ever notice that happens and then come in and try to do it themselves?
No.
Because so far, our house, my wife will often do the same thing. And yet they still come in and everything just falls off them in the entryway.
Yeah.
It looks like a Goodwill like donation bin exploded in our entryway when school gets out.
I can't imagine just walking in and... taking my jacket off and letting it just fall off my arms and then leaving it there. And that's what the kids do every day.
No, yeah, just
I didn't even do that when I was a kid.
No, heck no.
Yeah, I always, Grayson's pretty good about it now, but Liam, I'll always go, hey, does the floor look like a hook? Because that's where your coat is right now.
Right.
Pick it up. And
he's
like,
that's what.
Nope, I'm good. And I go, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, this isn't.
No, pick it up.
I'm being friendly, but do it.
I know you don't care, but I do. Right. So pick it up.
Last night, we had made a couple runs, and so it's Henry's birthday week. So he said he wanted Steak and Shake, so we got that. And so the kids got like their equivalent of Happy Meals or whatever, and they came with milk. And so I let them all get milkshakes since it was birthday week or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they get done and. I said, Dad, I'm done. Can I have my milkshake? Sure. Take care of your garbage. Okay. So I watch as Henry was the first one done. He picks up the fry wrapper, picks up the bag that his food came in, and the burger wrapper, and the milk, and then moves the cap of the milk off the other garbage, leaves it on the table, and walks away. And I go, hey, are you saving that milk cap? Mm-mm. What do you think's going to happen to that? Oh. When does that part kick in where they go, oh, why don't I throw that away?
I'll take all of the stuff that is considered garbage.
And then maybe 2 minutes later, the twins did basically the same thing. Like, took almost all their garbage and then left something behind. Where do you think that goes?
Yeah.
Oh, never thought about it. So, anyway, I got us off track because you said everything was organized. And I was like, oh, that sounds amazing.
It is.
Mm. What's something you do every day? I have to charge my phone in my car every day. I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that I do every day, but I don't have, like, it doesn't bug me if I didn't.
Cam in Nashville. I have to listen to every minute of the Free Beer and Hot Wing show. Heart, heart, rock sign, sunglasses, face, bicep, bicep.
Nice.
I believe that's emoji for 10 past awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Laura from Flint. My boyfriend is from Peru. And I've been learning Spanish so that one day we can travel and meet his family. Every day, I practice Spanish on my app. I try to do it early in the day, but sometimes I forget. And right before bed, I have to try to learn Spanish, which annoys the piss out of him. He's like, I already know this. I'm already bilingual.
Yeah.
That's nice, though.
That is really nice. Let's see. More touch myself. Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, chapstick addiction. I have to put chapstick on multiple times a day.
Oh, yeah. You've ruined your own body's moisture.
See, I love it. It's lotion for your lips. It's my favorite thing ever. I think I have two here right now. I love it.
Kelly needs to get an epilady so she can pull her hair out with those little springs. I don't know if that's a good idea.
No. That sounds terrible. I like the feeling of shaving in the shower, too. I like, even though I shave, if I'm showering every day, I'm shaving. And there's really no stubble there. But I use conditioner, shaving cream, and putting that on my legs. And that feeling of shaving, it's just like, ah, this is nice.
This text from West Michigan. I play mandolin until my family cries.
Yep, every that would day. Be my fiance every day because you talked about your ukulele.
Banjolele, thanks.
Banjolele,
which I need to get back to.
And Hot Wings talked about being the band director, and Steve talked about having a guitar. And suddenly Ross thought we were all in a band together. And yeah, I've been that's what I do every day. I listen to someone play the mandolin.
I like how he refers to it in text as the Mando, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mando.
Does he call it a Mando?
Oh,
he did in his text. Well, I have to play the Mando.
I knew he wrote that, but
cries.
I wanted to see if that was just for the text or if he really calls that authentic.
Did he ever play the Mando while watching Mando?
I wish he liked Mandalorian. He has terrible taste.
Oh, that's
really
bad.
He doesn't watch like the Mandalorian or any of the.
What is the show that he likes?
Yellowstone. Really likes Yellowstone.
Law and Order.
I don't think he was a Law and Order kind of guy. No, I think he gets
to live that
real
Law
life.
Wants to watch
Boston
cowboy
Legal.
Shows.
Yeah, he wants to watch cowboy shows.
Okay, all right,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
A cowboy lawyer hippie.
Oh, I bet he liked the caveman show. Where the, remember the Geico
like
caveman?
The Geico guys? Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Can't believe they tried to make a show out of that.
I know it.
Still waiting for the invite for band practice, Ron.
What do you play?
Nothing yet, but that's why we're going to practice.
Do you think band practice usually starts with the band members getting together and learning to play their instruments at the same time together?
That's how band in school works.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes out of necessity, okay. You learn a new instrument.
Well, that was a really true statement you made.
Yeah.
Yeah.